WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The public has less than a month to weigh in on proposed environmental regulations at a Northrop Grumman facility in Albemarle County. And after heightened concerns over school safety since the shooting in Parkland, Florida, we explore why keeping kids safe in Virginia's remote rural schools can be more difficult than protecting city and suburban schools. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, January 2nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is seeking public comment on proposed environmental regulations at the Northrop Grumman facility in Albemarle County. The Daily Progress reports that the regulations to address groundwater, soil, and vapor contamination have been crafted after more than 10 years of testing and studies and monitoring. The EPA examined six areas on the property, which sits on US 29 near Hydraulic Road. Major finding was that two types of vapor that can cause cancer, tetrachloroethene and trichloroethene, would be possible at the facility at levels outside EPA regulations. The EPA is proposing that the company install a vapor control system to ensure that gases don't enter the building. The EPA also found soil and groundwater contamination and proposed that groundwater only be used for manufacturing operations. Public comments on the proposed regulations will be accepted through January the 28th. Well, since the Parkland shooting in Florida, lawmakers, teachers, and parents are thinking more about school security. But as officials in one Virginia county know, keeping kids safe in remote rural schools can be more difficult than protecting city and suburban schools. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain traveled to the far southwestern corner of the state and has this report.
Lee County is long and thin, that sliver of Virginia between Kentucky and Tennessee. The school district here serves about 3,000 students, the children of farmers and coal miners. Graduates are more likely to go to East Tennessee State University than Virginia Tech.
You probably hear it all the time that there's, I think it's nine other state capitals that are closer to us.
To understand this district's school security challenges, I spent a day in the car with Superintendent Brian Austin.
We are the classic rural community.
The area is remote, and geography is one big security concern. We wind up a two-lane road along a creek between mountains.
Imagine being a deputy having to respond to a school crisis in this, traveling this road.
Depending on the school, in an emergency, it could take half an hour for police to respond. That matters because the district has 11 schools, but can only afford 4 resource officers. Thanks to a state grant, Austin was recently able to hire a 5th. But with a small pool of applicants and a single-year funding cycle, that grant has limited value.
So by the time this person finishes academy, we'll be out of school. So then they'll go to school resource officer training over the summer, and then they'll be with us August, September, and then the grant's up.
Our destination is St. Charles Elementary. It sits just a few miles from the border of Kentucky. There is no cell service out here. Kelly Leonard is the principal.
You have used to have coal mines in this direction, and then that direction will take you on out. You can go left to Pennington or right to Kentucky.
The elementary school was built in 1937, which brings us to another security concern.
Our library is out here, so students every day are outside. They're out from the main building.
This is the cafeteria?
Yes. Would you like to peek inside?
Sure. It's a separate building.
It is.
The cafeteria and library are in trailers. The whole facility is enclosed with a short chain-link fence.
Anyone could jump the fence if they came with a weapon. I mean, just open target.
They say that you want one secure entrance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3.
Yes. We have multiple entrance ways.
Leonard would prefer to have all her kids under one roof with a few secure entrance points. As it is, the best she can hope for is more cameras and a front door that doesn't automatically unlock when someone on the inside gets too close.
So we need a different entryway to make sure there's no way anyone can trigger, students can trigger that.
To fix problems like this, the state has provided flexible school security grants, and a recent commission of state lawmakers proposed upping that funding. But there's not enough for an officer on staff, and after 16 years on the job, Leonard doubts she'll ever have one.
And that would be great if the funding did come through, and ideally everybody could have a resource officer, but that's not always the case.
Which is why Lee County School Board approved a new measure, training and arming those who are already at school every day. For educators here, allowing teachers to carry guns feels like doing the best they can with limited resources. In Lee County, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. I know I'm a day late, but it's my first day back. Enjoy your Wednesday.